and he'll take her. You've seen these old cane bottom chairs, haven't
you? Yeah.
They got a
chair folks right here. The slave who comes in here, you know. You get one of them tore up on myself, get this out. You take a brace of it over there and finish going that hole on through. Then you run a rope or a small chain, smooth chain, through that with about that much loop, about that much loop.
And he has these electric shears. You take that main off, you know, and leave them, what to call the foretop, and a little run on their weathers. And you take the tie on one of them quarter coats about 4 or 5 months old, and take the rope to him with them electric shears. He'll get in your pocket and everywhere else. He just has a fit. And he'll just shake when he takes the shears, clippers off of him. Just a cold chill run over him. I was out there here a while back and he said, "Daddy, I want you to hold this hot, this cold till I rode you." Well, he had a halter on him. So I was taking right a hold of that halter. And he started to share it way off from him, you know. Just let it come around, come to him gradually. Directly put his elbow up on his weathered leg. And let it run. And I'm fooling with him too, and directly he dropped it down about where this collar fastens. If you're going to put a collar and harness on a work mule or horse, that's where he dropped the shears down. He'd run a strip about that long. Then he got away from us. And just as soon as we got him stopped, he just shook. And the son said to me, he said, "Daddy, this will well get that twist. Because these clippers is giving him the cold chill." I said, "You're going to have to do something, because he's going to get in my pocket directly." So he racked out and got that twist. It's a long stick now, about that long. But the hole ended up here. Chain run through there, fixed good. And he's put his hand through that loop, through that chain, and takes right hold to that colt's upper lip. And he just shoves it back out of the way, and when he gets it up on that lip good, he starts twisting it. And he gets a good hold on that upper lip, we went right ahead. Well, that hurts, and besides that, they just don't know what to think about it. There's nothing that bothers them like that does. And he stood there and never moved a muscle until he finished rolling. And I helped him. Now that's called a twist.
Uh-huh. And he held the lip with his hand. Huh?
Until he got the thing tightened up on it, and then you get down here and boy, you gotta leave it. I just stood around out here and held it right on that coat load. Uh-huh. And he wrote to him just like he wanted to. He give $280 stud fee for that coat.
Oh my goodness.
And the mother of that coat, her 59 coat, and 60 coat, brought him $2,650. Hmm. Oh, she's a dead end. And that highest price coat, the one he got the most money for, was out of a horse that didn't have much, very much publicity, wasn't very popular. Hmm. And ever since then, he's been trying to breed to the highest priced horses. And he ain't getting near the coat. Hmm. Just don't show up. But he's a dear lover of them. He sure got them. He's got the quarter horses and their bread's so high, their papers are purple. Hmm. Show you people's hobbies. He's been to that refinery out here for years. And he has